Welcome back to day six of Improving Focus. It's me, Corey Mascara. We're almost at the end. I'm so proud of you for making it this far. Were you able to get more in touch with why it is you want to focus? Now, I know that isn't a particular skill or meditation per se, but it does act as the impetus for employing these meditation skills that we've been discussing. Now, another thing that I see in people who have difficulty focusing is this sense that there is so much to do, and that if I just commit to this one thing or just focus on this one thing, I'm going to forget about all these other things that I need to do. I also feel guilty for just doing this thing when there's all this other stuff that needs my attention and all these other people that need me. So what ends up happening is that there's so many things pulling us in all these different directions that we're never able to fully be here to do the one thing that it is we're trying to do. Instead, our focus is all over the place. So today is going to be about how to give yourself permission to actually just do one thing. And this will be a meditation / reflection. Let's get started with it. Find a comfortable seated posture, or lying down, or standing up. We'll start with a deep breath in through the nose and out through the mouth. Invite the jaw, the neck, the shoulders to relax. And I'm sure there was plenty to do before you turn this recording on. And I'm sure there'll be plenty to do once this recording is over. But for right now, and during this period of time that we have, there's no place else you need to be, nothing you need to do, and nothing you need to accomplish other than to simply be here. You've already allocated this time for yourself out of your day. So see if you can give yourself permission to simply be here fully, knowing that this is a time for you to attend to yourself. And particularly in this meditation, this is a time for you to cultivate the ability to actually be in one place and actually do one thing without feeling like you need to be in all these different places, taking care of all of these different agendas, helping all of these different people. There's only one thing you can do in any given moment. And right now, that's simply being here, listening to my voice, and stepping off the treadmill of doing, 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 trying to get someplace else. And what is that like for you? What is it like to simply be without having to do? And what would it be like to bring this quality of being to tasks in your daily life? So you might say, bridging the being and the doing. So that whatever it is you are doing, whatever it is you are working on, there's a deep sense of presence and awareness and full attention on the task at hand. Without the guilt of, I need to be doing something else, or what about all these other tasks that I have to take care of? In each moment, you can only be in one place, and you can only do one thing. And the more we try to do multiple things in one moment, we end up creating more stress for ourselves. We end up diluting our attention, and our focus becomes sporadic. And we also don't accomplish the task at hand as well as we could, because we're thinking about everything else that we should be doing. So whether it's taking care of emails, talking to your boss, being with your children, planning for your retirement? Simply be there doing that thing, fully, with presence, awareness, and with the permission that it's okay to just be there without feeling like you need to get to the next moment. And so as this recording comes to an end, you can take some moments to reflect on this and integrate it. And as you go throughout the rest of your day, see what it's like to give yourself this permission to be one place at a time with full focus and presence. We'll pick up on this tomorrow. Until then, take care.